always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A Vietnam veteran in Florida puts 22 crosses in his yard each Memorial Day to honor his friends who died in the war.
I can't let them go. They were my friends. I remember them, and I will always remember them.
After Russia launched a massive attack on Ukraine, President Trump says Vladimir Putin has gone absolutely crazy.
I don't like what Putin is doing, not even a little bit. He's killing people. And something happened to this guy, and I don't like it.
A reverend in Minneapolis led a protest yesterday to mark the fifth anniversary of George Floyd's death and pushed Target stores to reestablish its commitment to DEI. He says they haven't kept.
5 years ago, the CEO of Target said that George Floyd could have been one of his employees and with no pressure made a pledge of $2 billion. To see mega companies now walk away from diversity, equity and inclusion is a stark contrast from where we were 5 years ago.
CBS News Brief.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car, but has had too much, can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
The crew returns home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers back home to host the Boston Red Sox this week in a three-game series. Yesterday, the Brewers came back to win 6-5 over the Pirates at PNC Park. But the highlight of the game was Pittsburgh slugger O'Neill Cruz, 6'7", 215 pounds, who hit a solo home run that left the park and landed in the Allegheny River on the Pirates Sportsnet channel.
Drive to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is gone! There's a cruise missile. Wow! That got out of here in no time. A bomb. 122.9 miles an hour.
The fastest since they've been keeping that record. Pat Murphy after the win.
The Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year. The one kid is a monster right now. I mean, really, literally, like take over the game type guy. Who does that? That's ridiculous.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the time from all of you. We're going to get into some fun stuff in a little bit. We got some entertainment news for you. Got a couple of other topics, but it is a Thursday in the 10 o'clock hour. You know what that means. It's time for the Pet of the Week with the South Dakota County Humane Society. Big thank you to Milltown Coffee for joining us and sponsoring this segment.
Yeah,
we greatly
right.
appreciate them. And want to thank Denise for being here, as always. Denise, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate the invite.
I want to apologize to the audience. I'm a little off this segment. I'm a little sidetracked because Denise
wanted
a dog. And I say it too much, I know, but I have not seen a dog like this before. This is a very unique, beautiful coat on Redford here.
Yep. He's very unique. I always tell people, if God made a perfect dog, it would take the best features from many different dogs. Mm. This would be it.
Yes, yes. Incredibly.
Yeah.
I know I get a little bit sidetracked here with when we bring in a pet and all those things. But this is, I mean, Redford is just a very unique, beautiful dog and incredibly sweet.
Yeah, he is. He loves everybody. He's not shy around other dogs or cats or any people, small children. He's good. But he's the best. He's like a mix between a shepherd and a blue tick healer.
And I love the names that you guys, come up with, or when you guys do. Sometimes they have the name, of course, when they come to the shelter. I don't know if I've ever seen a more accurately named animal in my life, because this dog is as handsome as Robert Redford.
Yes.
It's charming as Robert Redford. I'm not exaggerating. I'm underselling this, by the way. It's a great dog. What can you tell us about Redford, Denise?
Came to us as a stray. He was running for like a month or so. People had been trying to catch him. And they finally got him in a live trap and brought him in, and he's been with us a little over a month. He's amazing. He's really good with kids. We did a meet and greet last week, and the first thing he did was went up to the little kids and gave them both kisses, and they were like toddler age. So he loves kids. Yeah, he's very friendly, house trained.
At the risk, I don't want to put you on the spot or anything like that, but I... he is such a well-behaved dog. Seems like he has such people skills.
Yes.
And all that. So it certainly seems like he came from a home. Did he have a microchip or anything?
Nope, unfortunately. But obviously he has been with a family that loved him and cared for him because he's very good socially.
It's just I couldn't help but use the reminder that, you know, getting your animals chipped and how important that is and everything.
It is, yep.
Because it's not, I know that as humans, and it's understandably so, and I don't disagree with this, that we think right away of the family and them missing this animal or something like that. Mm-hmm. The animal's going to miss the family, too.
Absolutely.
It goes both ways.
Right. Yeah, they don't know what to do or what's going on.
And with that, though, one of the beautiful things we have in our society is our shelters, so that Redford can go to a good home and have a second act here and really brings, because not an old dog by any means, 2 years old.
Yeah, he's young.
So I just mean, you know, another family to kind of really be able to bring this happiness to. Because, my God, I've never done this before where I almost told you, like, you can't, that can't be our pet of the week. I'm going to adopt that dog. There is no, I'm sorry, this week we don't have one.
He's gone.
I apologize, everybody, but yes, it's our, before we even went on the air. But not only sweet and kind, but certainly a dog that seems like it would work well with just about any kind of family. And we don't get to say that all the time, Mom.
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't have the blue tick healer energy. He doesn't jump much. He's not real vocal. He doesn't bark a lot at the shelter. He's just, yeah, he's ready for a family right now.
He even likes Seth.
He does,
He's a sweet dog, very sweet dog. Mm-hmm. Denise, as hard as it is for me to talk about anything other than Redford right now, how are things going at the shop?
Really, really good. We are making plans for our open houses. We are going to have several to accommodate the community and, you know, nighttime, daytime, weekend. Those dates will be coming up very shortly.
Very nice.
And kitten season. We have our first couple of litters of kittens going to foster. So keep your eyes open. If you see a mama and kitties, let them be. Or if they're not safe, give us a call and we will tell you how to proceed.
I almost was going to reach out to you guys a little while ago. There was a cat that was roaming around, and it turned out it was a neighbor across the street's cat and everything. But it was something that you've got in our heads, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, people are just amazing. They love animals, and they want the best for the animals. So always call or just give it a minute, and if it goes home, then that's where it belongs.
do you guys have any events or anything you wanted to touch on coming up?
We don't. Our next event is in the fall, the 5K. Nine Walk. That's September 20th. Otherwise, we will be at Lunch by the River starting. We're doing a couple library talks in Nakusa and things to come.
I was. We had the chamber in the other day, and we were talking off air about you guys being at Lunch by the River. Yep. That's what I was thinking of.
You're so excited.
It's really cool. That's a great combination.
It is.
I know that whenever we see, I know back in the day, we used to see sometimes a pet of the week at other events and stuff, and that's really great to hear for all these animals. And you know, for them, you know, certainly the end goal is to get them to a forever home.
Right.
But even when we're not able to do that, them getting a little getting out of the house a little bit.
Yep.
For Redford here, he's getting smells he's never had before. That's like finding a new favorite TV show.
That's right.
It's pretty cool for these animals to be able to have that experience too, and love that for them. I do want to remind everybody that there is an excellent newsletter you can sign up for with the Suffolk County Humane Society. Keep up to date on the things that they have going on over there. You can do that by going to their website. Denise, when we are talking, you know, comes to things that we can do to help out, donations, that sort of thing. Is it easier to call ahead than dropping things off? Is that usually a good idea?
Yeah, it's easy. It's easier for everyone if you can call ahead. That way, on the days that we're closed, if someone's there, we can accommodate that. Otherwise, just drop it off. If we're closed, you can put it by the kitten gazebo on the far side of the building. Otherwise, we're in need of cat litter and cat food, especially the pate liquid, you know, soft food. And then dog food, as always.
Mm-hmm. All right.
When it comes to the like, do you have you mentioned kitten season earlier, and I meant to bring this up. Do you have an influx of kitten adoptions going on? Do you have a lot of them in?
We have a lot of people calling in for kittens, but we don't have any that are old enough to go up for adoption yet. They're all really, really tiny at foster. But we have I think it's about an 8-week-old cat at the shelter that will be going up for adoption soon. She's just everybody's favorite.
And with things wrapping up, I usually start here, but again, distracted. you would think Robert Redford was actually in the room, as distracted as I am. When it comes to the construction going on, did that wrap up? Or is it just getting close to wrapping up?
It is pretty much done. They're finishing up one of our bathrooms, and then the alarm, the Permar security fire alarms will be installed today. Otherwise, Altman is
nice.
Up and out.
They're good.
Yep.
They're
excellent. Very good.
Shout out to our friends at Altman Construction. Yep. That's fantastic. And thank you so much, Denise. I guess you can drive back without, you know, you'll have more room driving back this way. This works out.
I'm leaving Redford here.
Yep. Just look, no, get them before I do, everybody. Find out about your next best friend over at the Suffolk County Humane Society. They've got so many great animals over there just waiting for your help or your assistance. assistance or your home. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to them by email, office@swchs.com. Give them a call if you'd like at 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on social media. Great way to keep up to date on all the cool things they are doing. And you can find them at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Bookmark their webpage, swchs.com. We'll be talking with Denise next Thursday with another Pet of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us, Redford and Denise.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you. And a big thank you to Milltown Coffee Shop. We appreciate them sponsoring this segment. Cannot wait for them to open those doors and be trying some of that Milltown coffee right here on the air. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes. We'll meet them over there.
Yes.
Good. We'll be back with more show coming up. Morning show at WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The Trump administration has announced tariffs on trade with other countries. While there has been a lot of uncertainty as to how these policies will evolve, it's generally agreed that tariffs can be inflationary, and they have also sparked volatility in the financial markets. How should you respond to tariffs as an investor? Try to build and maintain a diversified portfolio. Tariffs will likely hit some industries harder than others, so consider spreading your dollars among an array of stocks, bonds, and other securities. Diversification cannot guarantee a profit or protect against a loss, but at any given time, some asset classes may be up or not hit as hard as others. Finally, follow a long-term strategy based on your risk tolerance, time horizon, and financial goals. You'll be better equipped to cope with market gyrations that can result from tariffs or from any other event.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us. A thank you to Larry calling in, being our newest star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Yeah.
All of you that sent us birthdays and anniversaries. Rose calling in. That was fun.
Oh, that was amazing. Oh, yeah. Yes. Was thank you, Rose.
Yeah, we got to go into a long weekend and be away from you guys an extra day. This is helping. This is helping. It's been a really nice
love interacting
first hour
with you. Yes.
Got a whole other hour coming up, everybody. We're going to get in some entertainment news to kick things off, let you know it's new on your small screen, big screen. We're going to talk about what showed up in your email box yesterday, all of that, and Memorial Day, meet each state that loves to grill and what their favorite meat is to grill.
Nice.
I got that one coming up for you, and a couple of other ones. I don't even want to tease the top baby names hated by grandparents, because we've had like three shows we've been pushing this one back on. But hopefully we'll get into that one. It's all good stuff coming up for you, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yep.
Now, I feel like this is a topic that it gets brought up every Memorial Day of my lifetime. And I will admit, for those that don't know, I grew up in a military family somewhat and everything. So the topic does come up. But according to a new poll, half of Americans think Memorial Day has, quote, lost its original meaning. 52% think it's true and that they might be right. 40% say remembering America's fallen troops is not the first thing they associate with Memorial Day anymore. 60% say it still is, but age matters. Just 48% of Gen Zers said yes, compared to 76% of baby boomers. And it's obviously okay to also associate it with having fun, summer barbecuing, and some of these things. But that should be very not just secondary, like third, fourth down the line. Nearly 1.2 million men and women have given their lives over the past 250 years to put us in a place where we can kick back and enjoy Memorial Day. Now, I've never met a soldier in my life, and God, have I met a lot of them, that has said, you know, people need to do this, people need to do that, or anything. I think it comes up in conversation when they're talking about other soldiers or currently enlisted soldiers especially, but veterans, currently enlisted soldiers, never heard any complaints about this. It's on us as citizens to make sure that it is remembered and known. And if it is not, I don't think it's fair to really point the finger at anybody for that. Like, we've done that, a society. We got to start taking it, like, on the chin, all of us, when it happens to all of us. I'm tired of, it's their fault. It's their fault. It's pointing the finger when you got three more pointing right back at you. This is a problem that we can all fix. So whose fault it is and all that stuff and everything, sometimes that is important to figure out because you don't want to make the same mistakes.
Right.
But in a situation like this, all we are going to be doing is, oh, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. No, it's this fault. And that's the same problem we keep getting into, and nothing gets done. It's just a bunch of children in the sandbox bickering. That's what politics has turned into, and that's what way too much of America has turned into. I'm much more concerned with how do we fix this? How do we make it better? And that's something that, guess what? Every one of us can do.
Yeah,
every one of us can fix this. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist or somebody smarter than me to do that. It's just doing what we're doing right now. Those stats I just gave you and making that much more common knowledge.
Right.
Understanding of this. I don't think that there's anybody out there that necessarily is doing this intentionally. I think this is something that just has kind of happened over time.
Right.
And to be fair, too, this is something that I think that in a roundabout way, what many, and this is not me saying this, this is my grandfather saying this, a man who fought in World War II in Korea. This is what they, this is part of what they fought for. Was for it to become a, not the memory of Memorial Day and the meaning of it, not so much, but for people to have a good time on Memorial Day and any other day. For Americans to be Americans, for us to be able to enjoy the days, any day, whether it's a holiday or not. Freedom, yes.
To have the freedom to live like we choose to.
In many ways, they did too good of a job. a bad joke, but it's something that I think that needs to be said. But I'm not alone in this one. Obviously, the stats are showing you this, and it's something that I'm so tired. Like, I don't want to hear that it's their fault. It's the younger generation. It's these people. It's this parent. It's that parent. Whatever. What good does that do in this particular topic? I'm much more concerned with today and tomorrow. And what we can do going forward about this and how we can really help our veterans and our currently enlisted soldiers and their families by bringing up things like this. Do people realize up there that the number two ranked people as far as rank of suicides and rise of suicides is our soldiers and our veterans? That when we do the ALICE report with the United Way, a good portion of the people that are right on the cusp or are really in the need of services, those services that a lot of our politicians are trying to take away are soldier families that need that those assistance and need that help. There are a lot more important things we could be talking about while also enjoying some good barbecue.
And I think another way that you can really help honor the weekend is giving back in your community. Our VFW is holding a brat fry tomorrow at the Quality Foods on West Grand. That would be a great way to go down and, you know, have a good meal and also be contributing to not only the VFW, but our community, because the VFWs put so much back into our communities. But honestly, any of these things going on the weekend, go to the zoo, go to any community events, all of that helps build our community up, build community, which is what those soldiers fought for.
We will be touching on some of those on Memorial Day and the zoo and some other stuff in our good stories of the day when we wrap up our show next hour. Did you have some, Seth? Sorry.
Nope.
Oh, I just wanted to say that stat one more time. 1.2 million men and women given their lives over the past 250 years. Just, you know, and that number is Probably undered, not rounded up. Rounded
yeah, right, down. Right. It's an estimate because it has to be, but yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We appreciate you. And yep. We'll be talking some more Memorial Day as we get going here into the next hour. I always like to wrap up with a good story or a funny story or something like that. I don't know what this one is. I want to call it a right story, but I'm not smart enough. I don't know if I can or not. TikTok's got a new, quote, health hack, and it's eating human dog food. Some guy shared his meal prep hack where he basically just minces a bunch of vegetables, chops up tofu and chicken, adds rice, cooks it all, then mixes it together, eats it in a bowl every meal.
Every meal?
Yeah. They're calling it human kibble or human dog food. That's what they're calling it. It's not actually dog food that the people are eating.
When I lived in Toma and I would dog sit for my chiropractor. That's kind of what I would make for them.
Okay, that makes sense. For the dogs,
vegetables,
you mean?
Vegetables, yep, for the dogs. Vegetables, rice, and they did like chicken thighs or chicken
giblets. Some kind of protein, right, yeah.
Right. But that's essentially it. You don't use spices, you don't use oils, you just...
Woo!
You know,
I guess it's on point.
It's not going to taste good, but it's going to be good for you.
Yeah, it's going to have all you need, right? Yeah.
I don't like to play these cards very often, but as the hippest and youngest member of the team, that's very, very off. No,
at least one of those things is wrong, James.
Demonstrably, yes. Yeah.
I happen to work with young people. and they've been talking about this, and we've actually had some sketches about it and everything, because there's this trend of people on TikTok putting their morning workouts and what they do before 6 a.m. or what they do before you even get out of bed, and 5:05 throw water in my face, 5:10 drink my energy drink, or all these things and stuff.
Rise and grind.
And yeah. They're nothing but bragging. That's all it is about bragging. They're not motivating anybody. They're not encouraging anybody. It's just about
them.
They're
just trying to make us feel bad for not doing those things.
So I went up there immediately afterwards and did a sketch on my own to segue to the next lesson and everything. My morning routine, 5:05, 5:10. Just sleeping through the whole, and then 5:30, alarm goes off.
We all know that's fake because you don't actually sleep.
Right.
But that's a bit,
That would be more realistic. So the idea is to make meal planning easy and know you're eating healthy, but nutrition experts say there are some downsides. You'll probably get bored, so you won't stick with it. Mm-hmm. Plus, it sort of strips all the joy out of eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
And there are gigantic nutrition gaps. Even though it's full of good stuff, it's the same stuff every day.
Yep.
The mix doesn't work.
You need variety.
That's the variety that you need. Yep. Humans are made that way.
Even nutritionists are telling you that this isn't a great idea.
No.
Dogs are not humans. They have different nutrition needs.
That's right. Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. And they eat their own poop. Come on.
Yeah. Among other things.
Yes.
I don't know if you need a better example than what she just said there. I feel like that's especially if you're like somebody trying to counter this, like you're a marketing team, I say you counter it with that. That's your tagline right there. That's your tagline. I do like that things that bring up the joy of eating, that come back to that, and especially when it's from people that know what they're talking about.
Eating is should be involving all of your senses, your sense of smell, your sense of touch, taste, sight. I mean, your food should be aesthetically pleasing. Every once in a while, I make a meal and everything is like white. A chicken breast over pasta with a non-dairy cream sauce and cauliflower, everything is white.
Boring.
It looks boring. Tastes fantastic. But yeah. This looks boring.
So
I need to have a salad with it.
I was damaged because my mom was a home ec teacher.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. So it's like I have to have different color. I mean, if I'm making a meal, I literally I need something green because this is way too boring. I got to make it look better.
That's interesting.
I like that your take on that is I'm damaged.
Yes.
Wrong take there, Seth.
No, but it's because it's weird. I mean, who cares if it's all beige? It doesn't matter. It's food. But still, I need something orange on my plate. Otherwise, it doesn't look good.
I never would have thought of it, but now... I'm 100% with Melissa on this one. I'm sorry. I hear what she's saying.
And they say eat the rainbow and not Skittles. They mean like you need to
right.
Eat,
you need stuff of different colors because that's where you get all your colors. Nutrients. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Get your different nutrients. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing it right, Seth.
I really thought I was eating healthy by eating Skittles. That's not what they mean.
That's good try.
Taste the rainbow, James. Not eat the rainbow.
20 years.
Get your marketing things right, man.
20 years of this diet for nothing.
We have got a. We're going to be talking more about this next Tuesday when we get back with you here and everything, everybody. But our first chance to get out in the wild. They are releasing the animals, and we are going to be out in the wild coming up next Saturday. And we're going to be at a couple of remotes.
We are. We have a couple lined up on our sister station WIRI 105.5. So from 9 to 11, you'll be hearing Beth and me over at the Dairy Fest in Marshfield. We're actually going to also be attending the breakfast on Friday morning. We're not going to be broadcasting, but check out the WIRI Facebook page. We're going to be posting some stuff there. We're going to be hanging out with them. We're going to be playing a little music for them as well. So if you're going to the mayor's breakfast on Friday morning, we'll be there to see you there. But we're also going to be broadcasting from 9 to 11 on Saturday. And immediately following that on Saturday from 11 to 1, we've got the grand reopening of Rapids Transmission, everybody. Very exciting. James got to talk to James. Michelle. Actually, Melissa got to talk to Michelle.
We got to talk to Michelle.
Earlier this
week. And they're going to have tacos and ice cream and face painting, and you'll get to meet the staff there, which is the previous staff that they had before, because it's a family-owned business, and they're just, you know, introducing the new owners and letting the new name out there.
Exactly.
Get used to us being out there, everybody. We're going to be doing more and more this summer, getting out in the public and hanging out with you out there and enjoying this great weather and this great area with all of our community.
Yes, indeed.
Looking forward to it, whether it's our sister station 105.5 or us here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers is pushing for more support from the state legislature after a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development. Republican lawmakers removed more than 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration's cuts to AmeriCorps. And a relief for many patients, UW Health has announced a new multi-year contract with Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield. Officials say it will guarantee healthcare access for Anthem members at various UW Health facilities across the state. The two companies had been negotiating for months and just kept doing extensions of the same deal. According to a press release, the newly agreed-upon contract will cover employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act marketplace plans. And every spring, officials across the state have to remove abandoned boats from Wisconsin shorelines. It can be a really time-consuming process, and every year in Milwaukee, it's almost turned into a spectator event people show up to watch. And now, state lawmakers are proposing a bill that would add hefty fines for folks who leave their boats out. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
You can find more Wisconsin stories and all our shows anytime on the Civic Media app or on our website, civicmedia.us. On your Memorial Day, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office kicks into high gear this weekend with two huge releases squaring off for your hard-earned money. Let's start with The Granddaddy, which is the final installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, at least for now. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning continues the story from 2 years ago, where we left with a train hanging off a cliff. The film is pulling about an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes because some critics apparently don't know how to party. Not to be outdone, the live-action version of Lilo and Stitch also opens this weekend and is also anticipated anticipating massive returns at the gate. In the film, which is pulling a 73% on Rotten Tomatoes, a fugitive alien helps a young Hawaiian girl heal her dysfunctional family. If you're looking for some good old-fashioned, cringeworthy adult comedy, check out the film Friendship, which goes into wider release this weekend. If you're in a small town, you might have to road trip for the laughs, but it might be worth it as it's pulling a 90% on RT. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Ohio State, and more. From the first touchdown to the fifth quarter, game days in Madison are packed with excitement, tradition, and unforgettable memories. Seats and tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot and make sure you don't miss a moment of the action next season. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to secure your seat today. Wisconsin football game day starts here, and we'll see you at Camp Randall.
Have you heard the saying, we may be small, but we are mighty? This is exactly what the team at El Cafe in Port Edwards is, a small Mexican restaurant with big, big flavor, now featuring an extended room. Are you having breakfast with your church group, book club, or networking group? El Cafe has all the room you need. Don't forget excellent coffee, food, and homemade pies. El Cafe in Port Edwards, a little Mexican restaurant with a big heart for the community. Have your next get-together at El Cafe.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high in the upper 60s to near 70 today. The wind will be east at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 47 for a low tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Lady Madonna, children at your feet. Wonder how you managed to make ends meet.
I think it was is my first favorite Beatles song.
It's a good one.
That's so good.
Speaking of Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Let's get into an interesting, fun topic here. And I think, prevalent for today's day and age. Things foreigners like about Americans.
All right.
Going to see...
Some good news.
Yes.
About being American.
You're going to see plenty about, the negative when it comes to these things and stuff. Mm-hmm. We are always going to be a bastion of a positive and, healthy good news and all that. And I think this is a great one. So a website scoured social media to find things that foreigners like about Americans. And there are some interesting random responses here. and these are more along those lines. They're not necessarily the verbatim survey that took.
Yeah.
And people like the way that we our food or our music or something along those lines, which I think is pretty. Most of that stuff you probably already understand or have known or have heard for a long time. I would say that the Cold War really brought light to this along any chance. They got blue jeans, rock and roll music,
right?
Things
yeah.
that are exported that aren't necessarily exports or imports of ours,
right? More cultural exports,
yeah. I think this is more along those lines.
Yeah,
my favorite thing about Americans is how often football fields is used as a unit of measurement.
Oh my God!
You do hear that?
That is so true.
Like three football fields away.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh!
A good one. Quote: I love how Americans say coffee, coffee.
Coffee. Like, how else do people say it?
Yeah, I don't know.
They say cafe or something. I don't know
what that one is. Quote, I love how Americans make a salad where the primary ingredient is pasta.
Yes. Well, we were just talking about
pasta
that.
Salads, yes.
Yes, that's right.
They're
remember,
so good, though.
Remember, in the South, macaroni and cheese is a vegetable. It is called a vegetable. Yeah. Yes, it
true.
Is.
Yep. True one. True. quote, I love how Americans call their dogs stuff like Cooper, Tucker, and Tanner. I have no idea what any of these names mean, but the dog is very cute.
A dog by any other name. I think they're right. Americans do use interesting names to call their animals. I agree with that.
Well, just the fact that we give our animals like human names
has
always been interesting to me. But I don't know if we've talked about this. I apologize if nobody's noticed this. I can't believe that we have flipped this where our animals we're giving like Bob, Joe, and our kids we're calling Frankenstein.
Moon unit.
We're just giving like we've flip this around.
What happened? Our animals next, and our
the dog. Most popular name in America for your kid, Spot.
Hey, Rover. How was school today?
Anybody seen Fido? Wait, he's supposed to take out the garbage.
Fido?
Mittens. Where's Mittens?
That's so good. Quote, I love it when Americans say, I got you. I do feel generally reassured.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's a good one.
Use that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, I love that. I love how Americans have these mysterious, unexplained food substances called things like hot grits and sloppy joes.
Food substances.
The idea that it does not describe at all what they are, I think is what they're getting to, is it right? Yeah.
Well, but they have things like that, too.
Yeah.
Black pudding.
Yeah.
There is nothing sweet about black pudding.
Well, that's the Brits. They do that thing. They just do it to disguise how horrible their food is. That's why they do that.
I can't prove this, but there was a sketch on the season finale of SNL where they're all focused on like English cuisine back in Victorian days and stuff, and like eels and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I was thinking about it the other day. was this them trying to like keep people out of their country? Like, this wasn't the real food they were eating, but they just like let everybody think that that's what, hey, blood pudding, that's all we eat here.
You know? Yeah,
like,
right.
Like this will keep them out.
It's
this
a delicacy.
The whole idea of having laws and rules and everything to keep people out of your country, I think you're doing it wrong. Like, all you got to do is do things like that.
Like the food is horrible, right? Yeah, there you go. That'll
quit
do it.
Bragging about your country. Yeah. People, I love how Americans pronounce duty, like duty.
It's my duty.
With two D's instead of a T?
Yeah,
duty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
that, yeah. One person.
You just said duty on air.
I did. I was waiting for one of us.
Speaking of 13-year-olds.
One person said, one of my favorites is that they'll often say question before asking the question.
I do that.
Or do that too.
And another, often in text.
Yes. And another person said, I love it when Americans say period to finish a sentence.
Period. Yes. Full stop.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just have to speak our grammar. Our punctuation.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes we got to do it.
I love the way Americans all have a favorite regional gas station.
Oh my God, that's true.
But it's true because we are such a ginormous country.
That's part of it. Yeah. It's a very large country.
Quote, my favorite thing about Americans is their extreme disgust for line cutters.
Is that a problem in other countries?
Extreme disgust for
line cutters. Yeah.
I did not pre-read this, but every one of these is making me want to look into other countries and see, like, is this not a thing there?
They have the queue. You know, you get in,
yeah,
the queue.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But maybe they're just a little more, I don't know, nice they're, about it.
They just, like, don't really care as much. I don't know.
I don't know.
Why are we so big about that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But that is,
really hate that. Yeah.
You talk about universal feelings.
I'm telling you.
That everybody is feeling. Like, yeah.
You
want
to bring together a group of people? Have somebody try to cut in their line.
Yeah. Yeah. You
your life in your hands there. Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine this happening I'm just thinking of few circumstances where you get a line of people, but they may not see eye to eye, you know, voting. You probably see it for that.
Yeah.
And I just can't even imagine, like, you know, a line, somebody trying to cut line voting. Like, the way you would unify people in just a second of that. Yeah.
Wow.
Next election, James. Let's go out and do that.
We're the no cutting party.
Bring people together.
Not only that, I might even run for office, everybody. Just and my only thing I'm going to run on is being against line cutters.
Yes, that's your single issue candidate.
I'm not even going to say what party I am. I'm just going to say, hey, I'm against line cutters.
Well, he must be pretty good. Let's vote for him.
I really shouldn't joke about that. I really shouldn't.
We see the headlines now.
Quote, I love when Americans say whoop-de-whoop.
Whoop-de-whoop.
I'm guessing that's more
whoop-de-whoop
along the lines of just, like, phrase, voices we do. And
like
stuff.
Random, like,
whoop-de-whoop.
Yeah, onomatopoetic words, mm-hmm, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Something just random noises that we make. Mm. We do that a lot now that I think about it. Yeah. Wow.
Quote, I love how Americans in movies just end phone calls without any further explanations.
James, we were talking about this earlier, weren't we? How the way phones work in movies and TV shows, that the other person's always there.
Always there.
Always answers, unless it sets up the next thing. Was like, why didn't they answer the phone, right? Now we have to find out what happened.
Every director does the same thing, too. It's got to ring a couple of times, because that really makes it real. That makes it real, the authenticity of it.
Because if you only let it ring once, who wants it on the first ring? Anticipating that phone call.
I'm
telling you.
Quote, my favorite thing about Americans is how much they genuinely enjoy discussing the weather.
That's actually pretty true, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just small talk.
But it is easy to go to small talk.
It is certainly easy to go to small talk. It's the easiest, I think.
It's the easiest.
It's got to be.
By far and away.
Because it affects everyone, you know. As we've learned with Melissa, not everyone follows sports, which, you know, was news to me. But
you're welcome for broadening your horizons, Seth.
Two more for you here. Quote, I love how Americans greet each other by saying, how you doing? And then not answering back.
Yeah. Just saying, how you doing?
Answering the question.
Yes.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yeah.
Exactly. You just question.
You answer with a question.
Yeah.
And I think we do that with a lot of things, where we answer something with a question.
Absolutely.
Or you respond with a, I'm fine, how are you?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The classic.
And, you know, they're just the platitudes, and then you maybe talk about the weather.
That's
nice.
That's why it's a greeting. You're not actually asking them how they're doing. Mm. It's just a greeting. That's what it is.
Yeah. And finally, I love how Americans decorate for every season.
Oh, yeah.
And they emphasize every season.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So that's
true.
That one I really do want to look into. That one, because I'm really curious. Like, wow, so they don't do that in other countries? Like,
no.
Even a little
maybe
bit.
Specific,
maybe specific?
Like holidays?
Yeah.
But not every holiday, you know?
It's interesting.
Getting ready for Arbor Day.
There's some, like, regional ones that people
in
certain areas go all out for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
got to be
list.
But we we must have a flag day.
Yeah.
Must be decorated for. We need to do it.
We need a day about croutons. We need a crouton day.
Let's decorate.
I would stand by that.
Yeah, okay. I do love croutons.
See? Croutons are fantastic.
Croutons are great.
We have makeup holidays that we can get ready for. So
yes.
Let's do it. Yeah.
You can find the entire list at BuzzFeed.com. Have some fun with that, everybody. We're going to take our final time out of the day. We'll come back and have some fun, wrap up the show, get into our schedule, and some good things going on in our area right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
At Tri-City Services, we're so proud to be celebrating 80 years of trusted service to Central Wisconsin. Since 1945, Tri-City has been the name you can trust to stay warm in the winter and cool in the summer. We're offering a limited-time anniversary special. When you purchase a new air conditioner, you'll get $19.45 off a new furnace. Call 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com to schedule your free quote.
We're not comfortable until you are.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. This song will be in my head the next 2 days.
Blame Seth.
Yep. Man, definitely blaming him. Got an interesting article here from Fortune.com. They posted a list of the top 10 college degrees that earn the least amount of money straight out of school.
Hmm.
And I put together, well, I didn't put it together, but I found for the counter of that, the 10 college majors that have the highest salaries. Coming out.
Okay.
So we'll go into the lowest first, and we'll kind of go cover that, and then we'll get into the next. Now, the median income for all the jobs listed is between $40,000 and $42,000 a year.
Whoa.
Yeah. So with that being said, in no particular order, a foreign language, like majoring in French, okay. It's the lowest at $40,000. General social sciences, jobs like youth counselor or teacher aide. Also, performing arts. Yeah, I could have told you that. I could have. anthropology, another one. Early childhood education. Family and consumer sciences. General education. Miscellaneous biological sciences, jobs like lab tech, or research assistant. Social services, and theology and religion. So those were all in that price that yearly income range,
lowest income range.
I do think it should be said that most of those industries, if not all those industries, are passion industries where going into it, when you started your collegiate career, you didn't necessarily think you were going to become Bill Gates. You didn't do this necessarily for that. And I think it should be noted that a lot of those industries you can make a good living in after eventually.
Yeah, or if you choose
right
to live in a very rural area where your cost of living is very low, but then also dealing with poverty, for example, young children education.
More,
you're dealing then with a lot of social issues.
Yeah, hang on to that one, Melissa. Hang on, bookmark that for me, because I want to talk about I did have here the 10 best as far as out of school.
Well, and I think that the, you know, $40,000 is a pretty decent salary for this area, especially.
Yeah, yeah, not bad at all. Okay, I got to tell everybody, I had a sneeze come in there.
I know, I heard it.
I
could tell that's what you were doing.
Nice work. Nice work by you. Well done. I love working with you. So the top 10 coming out of school, highest paying gigs right out the gate. I can make this really quick for everybody. It's all engineering. chemical, computer, aerospace, electrical, computer, mechanical, civil, all engineering jobs. An industry that has been taken care of pretty darn well. And very good industry.
A very important industry.
Yep.
We need engineers.
They are getting the paychecks they should in most regards, if not more. But with that, so should the first 10 people we mentioned.
Yeah.
Because every single one of those industries, outside of maybe one or two, we hear every political season the need for better people in these jobs, or laws or bills being passed to bring more people to these jobs or encourage these. And we continue to do this over and over and over again. And yet I haven't heard anybody other than you and I and Seth talking about minimum wage. I don't hear anybody referencing this.
I mean, Bernie, but
sure, yes, absolutely. All credit to Bernie. I'll see you at the meetings. It's when it comes to this topic on a local level, on a rural level, where I think it's the most vital and the most important. I'm going to keep banging the drum. And until somebody can convince me or show me the stats, not convince me, you just got to show me the numbers that somebody making that paycheck, working 40 to 45 hours a week, can live a normal life, can live a good life.
And also afford things like health insurance and car insurance and groceries. Because let me tell you something. I don't know if you've looked at the job market recently, but I have. And there isn't a job out there that I could go and get right now that I would be able to live off of without getting a second one.
Yeah, I have to admit, and it's been
the biggest thing is because of healthcare.
It's been a while since I looked at jobs or anything. And in the last year I have. And yeah, was in the same boat as you, like looking at it and just like, wow.
It's like, okay, if I want to work two retail jobs and a fast food job, maybe I'll be able to make my ends meet, but I won't get insurance. Because if you work three part-time jobs, you're not going to be able to get insurance.
We want good people in these industries. We need to be able to pay them a good wage.
We talk about not being able to fill these jobs. I hear it all the time from all sides of the aisle. Well, we don't have any workers. They don't want to work. Like, well, no, we do want to work, but we also want to be able to live off of this job that we're working.
Well, and if you can make just as much money opening an Etsy shop or something like that, why wouldn't anybody? Like
if you're not going to have health insurance anyway, why does it matter?
The onus is not on the employees. The onus is on the business to make the job attractive and want to do. Like, that's good leadership. That's what a good boss does. That's what good own. Anybody can own a business. Anybody can run be a manager or anything like that. It takes that to be able to make a business work. Ask anybody who has a business that's working right now, and I almost guarantee you that's one of the reasons it's working is because they're treating their employees well. That it's where it all starts. The idea of the way of doing this where the customer is right, we were half right about that. The employee and the customer are usually always right. You got to start doing that. If you're not, what do you think is going to happen logically in your brain? What do you think is going to happen?
If you don't invest in your workforce, then they're not going to be loyal. They're not going to invest in your company. That's plain and simple.
I don't think it's rocket science.
I don't think it's that difficult to figure out. I love to sit back and watch. And I've done this with every politician I've ever interviewed. I have, and I continue to bring it up and ask it. And I love to watch the mental gymnastics they do to try to swing the, like, how do I pull this off where I just don't want to basically do it. Like, that's what it comes down to. They just don't want to. It cannot be. I refuse to believe that the people that are in positions of making change and getting things done are that illogical to think that these people can make a living on that. If they think that, I would love to see them. Let's have a little experiment. How about for 6 months you live on that wage? Mm-hmm. Let's try it. Let's go ahead and see. In fact, yeah. I'd like to see every single politician from the top on bottom try to do that for 6 months. Live on that wage and see how your life is. See how it goes. Because anytime you're getting into politics going forward, you need to ask yourself.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. This just in, a Hamas source says the group has accepted a Gaza ceasefire proposal by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff that reportedly involves the liberation of 10 hostages and a 70-day truce. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump is about to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier and make Memorial Day remarks. From Friday to Sunday, Russia launched as many as 900 drones at Ukraine. President Trump seems frustrated with Russian President Putin.
We're in the middle of talking and he's shooting rockets into Kiev and other cities. I don't like it at all.
CBS's Scott McFarlane.
President Trump has given that very rare direct rebuke of Vladimir Putin, with the Kremlin suggesting President Trump is emotionally overloaded.
And the American Music Awards are tonight. You can watch at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS and Paramount+. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.